Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Back here in Cabot, Arkansas, Bombers trailing 15-7. We head to the second quarter. Check a couple stats for you real quick. Only two scores for the Bombers. Jake McGee's got three. Wyatt Gilbert has the other four. Jake's ready to throw it into the half-court stride. Bombers will have it. DJ Anderson with 5 points. Griffin Newby with 5 points. And then Chris Connell and Kylan Macon both knocked in a bucket. As Jones has it, top of the key back to Crawford. Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert back to Sorrell. Sorrell's going to get into the paint. Try to get it to Jones. There's a whistle and a kickball. And the Bombers will have it underneath. They give it to Jones, right wing. To Gilbert. Met immediately by Hyman to the left side, Crawford. Crawford to McGee. Back to Gilbert. Trying to get it to Jones. Jones is being denied. Sorrell now back to McGee's. Jake's going to get into the paint with a floater. Airballed it. Crawford almost got a handle on it, but PA comes up with it. Here's Sharp getting into the paint. The whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Wyatt Gilbert stepped on, put the start. Sharp called for the offensive foul. The fourth foul against Flash Academy. That's Chris Connell will come back into the ballgame for Flashy Academy. 14th foul for the Bruins. Gilbert walking up across the timeline to the right side. Guarded by Miller. Over to Sorrell. Back to Crawford to the left wing. Gilbert. Gilbert gets it into Jones. Jones looking. He's going to go to work. Spin move off the layup with the right hand is good. And Jones, first bucket of the game, cuts the lead to 6. As it's Anderson. Anderson gives it to Connell. Connell driving, gets in the paint from the free throw line. Jumper's good. Stepped into that one. Chris Connell, his second bucket. He's got 4 points. He's back out to 8. 6:30 left in the second quarter as Crawford has it top of the key. Try to get it to Gilbert. And a bouncer gets to the right hand. Gets up his dribble. Gives it to Sorrell between the circles. Back to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert now gets it into McGee. McGee gets into the paint. Then 10 footer. Good. That's been his shot all weekend. Gilbert McGee having a very good weekend. Good game last night and the game before. And the Bombers have cut it to 6. As the ball is loose, Macon comes up with it. Lost the handle of it, but got it back. As a deep three pointer on the way from Anderson. Knocked down. Only outstretched hand to Gilbert. EJ Anderson with his 8th point of the evening as Josh Fulcher just shake his head. And the deep three was, looked like it was contested well, but nonetheless, Bombers hit it back. As Joe Spindle is off the window, count it, and one. Matt Jones easily got on the paint, spun move over the left shoulder, and got him to go off the window. They whistled. There was the hoop and the harm. As Satch Harris will re-enter the ball game. Sorrell will sit. Free throw by Jones, good. Jones with a quick 5 points in this quarter. To 14, our score. Bombers down by 6. Newby going to work against Jones. Little fadeaway from the 12-foot line. Or 12-footer as it's knocked out of bounds. Jake McGee tried to get a handle of it. Lost it out of bounds. 20-14 our score. 5:21 left in this first half. As we'll get it into Newby. Newby's going to back it out. About the volleyball line. Guarded by Jones. Jones with the speed on the three-point line. Give it to the right side, Anderson. Gilbert basically in his shirt. The left side, Newby. They give it to Macon. Macon traveled with it. thought about what he was going to do before he understood what he was going to do. And the Bombers will get it back. So full court pressure now. Gilbert gets it ahead to McGee. Jake's going to bounce it to Jones. Jones in the corner. Back up to Harris. Harris back to McGee. Gilbert with it now. As they get it to Harris. Harris going to give it back to Crawford to the left side. Gilbert. Gilbert lob pass to Jones. It's a little long, but Jones still comes up with it. As it goes out of bounds, Bombers touch the last. Another turnover. Dead ball turnover. No chance for PA to get out of it. As we have a whistle on a timeout, Roger Frank will talk about to the Bruins. We'll take one with them. 4:41 remaining in the first half. Bombers trailing 22-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, look who's
sorry,
home.
But I have
How
to do a
day,
makeup
hun?
Spot. That's a
you know, stressful, exhausting.
Lie down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting TECH to 84888. Take advantage of our Purples bundle up for the holiday sale and get a free premium gift bundle when you buy a mattress by texting TECH to 84888. That's keyword TECH to 84888.
See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Back here at Panther Arena on the campus of Cabot High School, Bombers have the ball. It's a quick turnover before we were able to get back. Gilbert has it now across the half court stripe to Harris in the right wing. Harris looking back to Crawford. Crawford looking to his right, gives it to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert back to Crawford. Abe's going to look, gives it to Jake. And he has it now to Harris. Harris picks up a dribble, feeds Jones. Jones had a good quarter. He's got 5 points. They've got 7 points. Tough John taking the contact. And it's 20-16. As it swung to Macon. Macon now to Anderson. Anderson to Connell. Newby goes behind his back. Good move against Jones. Better defense by Jones. Newby again back to Anderson. Anderson gives it up top to Macon. Looks like he got over the step. Gets inside the paint. It's rebounded by Jones. Gilbert with it now. Gilbert pushing ahead. To his right, gives it. Harris thought about a three. Now he's going to pull on the deck along the right baseline as it go out of bounds. Hit the back of the backboard. And PA is going to get it back. Some substitutions for Pulaski County. Braden Cash, Joe Hyman, and number 21 is Darius Woods will hop in. The Academy going to their four-out offense. One player post up. Anderson with it now getting the pain. There's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Wyatt. Got Wyatt off balance and ran right into him. As Dawson Tabor has finally shown up back from the ACT and not home, which let out about noon. Able to wheel here all the way to Cabot. First time in the ball game. And a Willis Reed moment. As Harris currently guarding Anderson. Anderson, who was right, lost the handle, got it back. Gives it over to Hyman. Hyman back to Cash. Cash can look inside for Woods. Tabor comes up with a steal, fresh out of the car and into the ball game. Gilbert across the half-court stripe. Now to his right. Gives it to Harris. Brings in Tabor. Harris lost the handle and got it back. Gives it to Jones between the circles. Now across the volleyball line. To his left. Gives it to McGee. McGee going to go along the left baseline. Pulls up 10-footer. Rattled around. Wouldn't go. There's a whistle and a foul. Push Tabor out of the way. Going to get Griffin Newby with the foul. His first foul, team's fifth. to the team six. We have a whistle and a travel. Jones Conner needs to shuffle his feet. As Anderson has it now, let's walk it up. Anderson across the half court stripe. Now to his right. He's going to back it back out. Anderson looking to the left side. Cash back to Anderson. Over to Hyman. Hyman on the right wing picks up a dribble. Anderson thought about a three in the corner. Now he's going to walk it back out. Minute 50 remaining. Oh, he's going to pull up for three. Oh, my goodness. Pulled up from the F in Kansas and knocked it down. Second three off the ball game. And it's 23-16, Class Academy. There's a whistle and a foul. It's not going to be on the shot. Gilbert was able to hit it, but it's not going to count. But either way, they're in the bonus, so Gilbert's going to shoot at least one free throw. Give that to Joe Hyman. His first foul, team seventh. Gilbert, free throw. Rattle around, wouldn't fall. Very rare miss for Gilbert. Bombers 2-3 from the free throw line. As Anderson has it now, guarded by Gilbert. Hyman with it now. Is up top to Woods. To the left side, Anderson. Back to Newby. Back to Woods on the right wing. Woods with it now to Cash. Give it to Newby. Newby to Anderson. Back up top to Cash. Woods going to pull on the deck. Guarded by Tabor as a whistle. And it's going to be on Matt Jones. Got to put the foul down low. A lot of jostling for position. Matt's second foul. As Abe Crawford will hop back in, he's going to get Dawson Tabor a breather. No, Dawson's going to stay in as they're going to get Matt Jones out of the ballgame. 58.1 seconds remaining in the first half. PA leading by seven. As it's into Anderson. Anderson goes along the left baseline. And contact whistle and an offensive foul. Crawford hot field put the card. Anderson whistled for the offensive foul. Great job by Crawford to step in there. And the Bombers will get it back. 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Bombers looking for a bucket. Gilbert going to his right. Picks up his dribble. Back to McGee, top of the key. Is it to Harris on the right side? Feeds Tabor. Tabor inside. Shot fake. Whistle. Didn't fall, but he's going to go to the line and shoot a couple free throws. Give that to Griffin Newby. It'll be his second foul. Bombers a foul away from the double bonus. Tabor's first free throw. Good. Big cut from the big man. Hopefully Dawson scored his jersey number on the ACT this morning that he's fresh out of. Those of you at home, he wears number 34. That'd be an excellent ACT score for the young man. Wholesale changes. PA subbed out everyone, but it looked like Anderson. As Tabor's ready for the second free throw, it's up on the way. Left it short. 23-17, Pulaski Academy leading. As PA's just walking up, Roger Frank's going to give his team a play call. Looks like they'll hold for the final shot. As it's to Miller. Miller over to Merritt Jones. Jones back to Macon. And now it's to Anderson. He's going to hold it. Down to 10 seconds. Guarded by Gilbert. Gilbert basically picking up a half court. Anderson to his left. Back to his right. Gets the screen. Anderson gets into the paint. Lost the handle. Tabor comes up with it. Tabor. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the halftime show. Check some stats for you, too. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm assuming you
legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.